It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. March Madness tips off about an hour from now. Our madness has already tipped off here in a lot of ways, but certainly with the bracket of Hugh Douglas's here, a couple of matchups already in the books. We've got two winners, and I know one of them shocked Kyle. So Homeless Hugh moves on past Rabbit Hole Hugh. And then, of course, we had No Coat Douglas in the upset. 13 seed No Coat knocks out Pop Pop Douglas. Kyle, I was sure Pop was going to make a little run there, especially what happened in the airport the other day.
The tournament's so hot, man. How do you just lose that fire?
That does happen, though. You go on a big run in your conference tournament, you come in a little flat on the Thursday or Friday, Pop out. I mean, you should have seen...
Peaked at the wrong time, apparently.
You should have seen Pop at the airport. I mean, we almost lost him in Florida.
I think if more people had witnessed Pop at the airport, it would have made a deeper run.
You're right. If there was viral video of you trying to print out his boarding pass...
Y'all don't understand how serious it was for me in that moment. I was going to stay in Florida. I was struggling. And if that young lady, if that lady didn't come up to me and help me figure that whole ticket situation out, I'd have probably tried to drive back because I wouldn't get on that plane.
I've never seen a combination of more like confusion, but you needed this. You're like, I'm going to be screwed if I don't get this.
No, let me tell you. Like, Kyle, you don't understand. I was going through it. Cause Joe, and this is what threw me off. Cause I follow Joe. He walks to the kiosk, and he's doing it effortlessly. He's just boop 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 boop, and I'm looking, and I'm like, what is he doing? What is it? What information does he have? Like this is going on in my mind, right? And I was high, so it was a little bit of that. It was that. It was definitely that. I was high, and I was like, I can't do this. Like right now, this is the absolute worst time for me to try to do this. So I'm going to stay here. And I had made up my mind that I was staying in Florida, and I walked away. And the lady said, no, sir, we got you. And boy, if she wouldn't have did that, y'all would have been like, Hugh, what you doing? Oh, man, I'm not going. I'd have told you flat out, I ain't going.
Joe had texted me like, Hugh's struggling right now. And I looked up and I was like, oh, tough scene.
No. And I looked over there, right, because I was like, Joe's gone. And then I just saw Kyle and I was like, I wonder if Kyle knows I'm over here having trouble.
Oh, I did.
He did know.
Yeah. He did. Everyone
and
online
let you drown.
For American Airlines do. All right. 215-592-9494. No Coat and Homeless Hugh have moved on. We'll throw some matchups at you when you call and a matchup at you. All right. Before we get back to the phones on the Phillies here, is it important for the Phillies to win the division. Let's hear from Brandon Crabb. Brandon said a lot the other day. It really was a great retirement speech. But he said this, and it really made me think about what the Eagles now need to do between now and the start of the regular season. Here's BG the other day.
So with them young boys, when they come talk to me, I really take it serious. I really try to be there for them. I really try to just be that listening ear if they just want to talk and complain about something. But then, of course, I'm always in to fix it. Like, so what you going to do about it? All right, you complain to me, I listen to you, so what's next? And so we always try to go through a plan, and then we walk together. Because that's one thing I'm going to miss, though, for real, because being on that field, talking stuff to people, but it's all fun. It's all a good competition. But at the end of the day, I'm really trying to help them when we do go against each other, because I want their coaches to talk about them in a good light. I want them to get paid, too, and I want them to be able to do that for somebody else. I always tell them, return the favor. Remember that you wasn't always where you at. Like, even like a guy like, I'm just thinking of a guy like a Jordan Mulata, you know, somebody on this last year where he don't know. And, man, I was just like, man, this your last year, baby. Just stay focused.
So BG's talking about one of the things that he kind of did for all the young guys here. And we know this for a long time now. BG was an incredible leader, not just a really good football player. He was an incredible leader. And what struck me listening to him say that was the Eagles have lost in the last couple years a lot of veteran leadership on the defensive side of the football. Now, Hugh, we always discuss, can you replace the player, right? And you could draft someone. You could find someone with a similar skill set. You always talk up the idea of smarts. And the Eagles have done a good job doing that, right? They draft and they replace the player like they replaced Fletcher Cox with Jalen Carter, right?
Yes.
And they'll be able to replace Brandon Graham, the player. They're going to find a player like him probably in the draft. But I heard that, and it made me think they need a veteran on defense. In the last 2 years, the Eagles have lost Slay, and I know you could probably go back and forth on how much of a leader Slay is, but those DBs seem to really admire
him. They gravitated towards him.
Yeah, they admired him. So Slay, Fletcher, and Brandon have all left this team in the last couple years. Hugh, I think the Eagles need to add a veteran on defense before this offseason is over. And it doesn't have to be a star player. It could be a role player. I just think they need a guy in there who can lead like Brandon. I'm looking at their ages right now. I mean, this defense is going to be super young. 22, 23, 24, 25. Now, you've lived this life, and you've seen different levels of this when it comes to teams evolving. Do you think they need a veteran in that defense?
You know, it's funny about this because some of my son's friends, his older friends, his college friends, were asking me yesterday, what does it mean to be coachable or to be a leader? And, you know, this is not an easy question to answer because a lot of times, and I think back to some of the conversations that I had with my son, and I used to tell him, and I would tell him in a way, you know how I talk, Joe, that he would be flabbergasted and he would have to call his mother to kind of, you know, pick out the parts of the message that he needs. And I say that to say this, there are leaders in that locker room. They're probably not going to lead in the way that Brandon led the team, but they're leaders nonetheless. And I think that a lot of times you have to let leadership be whatever it is in that moment. You know, perfect example. Remember when Jason Kelce retired and he had I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, a parting shot about how it is to be here in Philadelphia and you have to take the good with the bad and how you have to grow from those moments. He was a leader. He was a guy that was considered a leader. And it to me, and I'm reading it, I read into all this. This is not nothing that I have any background on anything, but there were probably some young guys in the locker room, and one guy that sticks out, and I'm not picking on him, but A.J. Brown was a guy that I thought about and how Jalen, for that matter, how his leadership style might not have been conducive to the way that they wanted to do things, but they dealt with it because he was the leader at the moment.
Yep.
So fast forward. They win another Super Bowl with that veteran leadership not in there. They did it their way. So I say all that to say this. There's leadership there at the Eagles. It might not look like it did when Brandon was there. I feel like Jalen Carter, to a certain extent, is a leader. He's a little bit of a loose cannon. But that's why you have others around him that will rein him in. But you need guys like that, man. You can't – leadership is not just one linear thing, in my opinion. It's whatever's needed for that moment. And you take whatever you need for that moment and apply it to – whatever the situation is.
Well, I agree with that. And then, look, some of these guys might turn out to be great. I look at Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith strikes me as he's got that kind of persona that he could. Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if 5 years from now, Nolan Smith is looked at as what Brandon Graham was. Like, the guy, the leader they all go to. And he kind of is positive and makes them all feel. That could happen. And I understand it could be someone young that becomes a leader. I just look at so many older players that have left, and I feel like they should try to add a veteran here to help out this, because it's a very young group on defense, which will excite us from an athleticism standpoint. Like, when we get to camp and they're all 24 and 25 and 23 and whatever these draft picks are when they take them next month, it's going to be like, wow, this is the youngest defense in the NFL, and that's great for upside. I just look at them like, I'd feel better about it if they brought in someone. And I don't know who that is, what position it is. I'm just looking for a leader. Because, Kyle, they've lost Slay, Fletcher, and BG from that side of the ball in the last 2 years.
But playing devil's advocate, though.
Mm-hmm.
Playing devil's advocate. And just putting things in perspective. Because I think he's a leader. I really do. And I think that he will be missed because of what he brought to the table. But Darius Slay had his moments where he didn't do leader stuff.
I agree with that.
He didn't do leadership stuff all the time.
But they seemed to look at him like he was a leader, didn't they? The DBs, they all seemed to look up to him.
It changed when the young guys got here. And play a devil's advocate again, maybe that's because you saw your mortality and you wanted to leave a little bit of your legacy with them young cats.
Sure.
Because you saw that, hell. And think about it like this, Joe. This is the same cat, not picking on him, but I'm just playing devil's advocate, putting it in perspective. Think about it like this. A year before Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell got here, him and Seth got into it because Seth said he didn't want to tackle nobody. He was tackle adverse. He was tackle adverse. Guess what happens when you get two young Thundercats in here, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to do whatever they have to do to get on the field?
He woke him up.
What did he do?
Yeah, he tackled.
He started tackling, and he imparted some of his wisdom on those young cats, because you know what they did? If he wouldn't have did it, you know what it made him look? Bad. I mean, and I'm just saying, maybe that's the case. But the fact of the matter is, Slay was different this year than he was last year. And part of that was because of the young guys that they brought in. These young guys tackle people. And I remember talking about it earlier before the season start. I was like, in Vic Fangio's defense, you have to be able to tackle.
Otherwise, he's not going to play you.
He's not going to play you. So Slay was pressed, if you want to say that, he was pressed into being a leader. He had to be a leader because he knew if he didn't do that, he probably wasn't going to be here. So you have some leaders. You have some young guys that took the lessons that they learned from Darius Slay, Josh Sweat, and Milt Williams, all those guys that left. And they're going to take pieces of what they taught them, and they're going to apply it to the rest of the team. Because let me tell you the one thing that I think I've never experienced, but I think that is contagious, and that's winning at this level. It's euphoric. And I don't think that those guys in that locker room are going to let anybody come in and undermine that feeling or try to take that feeling that they're chasing away from them.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I think these guys are a little bit ahead of their years. Like, when we talk to Cooper, watch him, Quinyon, they didn't come across as rookies. So I don't think they need to be their hands held. Something about what BG brought, I think that's hard to not have in the locker room next year. And right now, they don't have anybody that's a vet. I guess Bond is, like, if you look at who are the vets on the defense
Zach.
Right now? Zach? It's really young.
Jordan?
Jordan Davis?
Malata?
Oh, no, I mean defense.
Oh, defense. Defense.
Slay,
okay.
BG, Fletcher, Sweat the last couple of years. Young.
One of the exciting whites, can't think of his name right now.
Reed
Blankenship.
But now it's interesting because Slay did call him a leader, but think of Reed is still young. I think this will be Reed's fourth or fifth year. They're young.
You could be a young leader.
You can.
You could be a young leader. Now, you probably won't get that much burn, but I think they'll listen to him. And they're winners, man. I think that helps a lot, too.
Kyle, where do you come down on this? Do the Eagles need a vet on that defense?
I especially for that side of the ball, I just feel like they're too young. I'm sorry. Like, I think the offense is a little bit different. Now, these guys have been together for long enough, and I think, I'm curious to see, at least on that side, if Jalen Hurts steps up and takes over the role for, like, the entire team. But they also have Lane Johnson, stuff like that. I just think something that helped them so much last season, being how young they were, was the veteran presence. Guys that could, Vic Fangio coming in here, I think the biggest thing with him was the buy-in. They needed these guys to buy in. They're adding new pieces here, young guys. They're getting young. I think they need somebody to sort of be over their shoulder and be like, dude, trust me, buy the hell in to this. Like, he's going to make you better. And I think that can make the defense, the whole defensive unit as a whole, just better if they have somebody there. And I got to be honest, like, I worry about Jalen Carter a little bit. He's kind of a head case. He is. Like, I just wonder if there's going to be somebody that's on the field there that's not a coach that can say, dude, reel it the hell in.
You know who else was a head case that he kind of, like, from the stories that I've heard, kind of reminds me of or is similar to what I've heard is Jerome Brown. Say Jerome was a little bit of a wild guy, you know, but I think there's enough people in that locker room and Coach Hurt that they understand him enough to know when it's time to reel him in.
Jerome Brown never won anything, though.
No, but I hear what you're saying, Kyle. But we're talking about similar. Traits.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it from a perspective of like, can they all buy into one thing and win again?
I think they can.
So by the way, so Reed, and you might be right. He might end up being the leader.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 26. He's played 3 years in the NFL now.
That's old for NFL though, Joe.
A little young. Well, I mean,
that's old
compared to BG. He's a baby.
No, I'm just saying because I just remember. I remember when I was with the Jets, I tried to be a leader at times, and I used to be like, hey, man, I'm tired of getting my ass kicked every week. And I remember saying that. And I remember jumping up like, was it my second year? No, it was the time we played the Eagles. I remember running around the locker room saying, man, y'all individuals, y'all got to have some pride about yourself.
Did we almost just have dumb button?
Because, you know, like, listen, cuss words are my crutch, okay? And I've gotten too comfortable hanging out with y'all that I got to edit myself.
It's a good and bad thing.
Yeah. But it's like, I told him, I was like, dog, we just have to play harder. That's it. To in a nutshell, we just have to play harder because I didn't like what was being said. So I'm trying to do something about it, but I can't do it by myself.
I know. And look, talent-wise, they don't need a veteran. They have enough young players that we want to see grow. I think they need it from a leadership perspective. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need a vet on defense? It is a. I'm sure when the articles come out, when training camp starts, it's going to be listed as, unless they add a vet, the youngest defense in the NFL.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's not, but I'd feel better about it if there was a vet. Like when things go wrong or there's a bad moment next year.
So you got Coach No Neck, Coach Hurt.
He's not on the field.
Yeah, but he's a field general. He can go out there and he tell them kids what to do.
Yeah,
about his days when I think he played at Florida State, Clemson, one of them big schools.
I need a vet on the field. Let's go back to the phone lines here. First, though, this segment, Hugh, is brought to us by.
It's brought to us by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies, is it important for them to win the division? Where do you come down on that? And do the Eagles need a veteran on defense? It hit me listening to BG. They're not just losing a heck of a player. They're losing a heck of a leader, too. Let's go to David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Pop-Up. How you guys doing?
Hey, David. What's up?
Can I start with my favorite Joe Wechter story in honor of him?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't have one. Sorry.
You don't have a Joe Wechter story.
What the hell was that?
Come on.
That was crazy.
Jeez.
But, no, the Phillies do not have to win a division because they've shown over the years that they can advance without winning a division. But as Hugh mentioned earlier, you know, with the definition of insanity crap, it's exactly what they're doing. They just keep running this team back, and if you expect them to – go far in the playoffs, you know, every year they've got worse, and you know, I don't think it's any better. So
you don't think it's important, and you don't have any belief in the Phillies anymore? Am I hearing it right?
Yeah. Okay. Kyle said I wasn't allowed to bring that up, but I did.
I really felt it. I could feel it through your phone call. All right. I mean, like, you're down on the Phillies. All right, yeah. David, are you ready for a matchup of Hugh Douglas's?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Here, let's move to the right side of the bracket. We got a 7-10 matchup. Those are always toss-ups. We have two different Hugh Douglases here. You're choosing between number one, the 7 seed, walk it back, Douglas, where he says something on the air and then he says, let me walk that back, or Scrooge McDouglas, where he really is down on anything that is Christmassy. Which one do you like better, walk it back or Scrooge McDouglas?
I I like walking back Douglas, you know, because he does that on a continual basis. So
he does.
I think that's the right selection. Actually,
it's getting worse.
I thought that was going to be a route when I saw the bracket.
Walk it back.
Yeah, because you do that a lot. David, good phone call. Walk it back. Douglas moves on. My favorite is when you say something you shouldn't and you...
Yeah, let me walk that back.
Let me just walk that one.
I mean, yeah, because you ask for forgiveness after you say it. People tend to forgive you a little bit more when you do it like that.
I think one of Hugh's, one of the drops in the system is Hugh trying to self-edit and walk it back.
It's literally this one. It's tongue-tied Hugh, but it's actually, in truth, walk it back Douglas.
Yeah. I can't even get it out now.
That was you trying to walk something back as you were saying.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, man, it's like I say, I speak in stream of conscience most times. So when I'm about to say something, I get to the point where it's about to come out. I'm like, dog, you might not, don't want to say that. But then it's too late because you're there.
Probably should say that one out loud.
Yeah, probably should.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
The Phillies absolutely need to win the division. Anything less is a loser mentality. And you run the risk of playing on the road in that stupid three-game series.
Yes.
A wild card series.
Jeff, please tell Hugh. Get these people right. There's a loser mentality
it's
here.
It's not a loser
on the
mentality.
Day that we say goodbye to Joe Wechter would not have stood for wild card entry Phillies. Come on.
We may never hear Joe Wechter say it because I can count on one hand the times I've actually heard that guy speak. And he's the greatest at what he does. But, man, I wish he could have talked a lot more, but... He did give a lot of lines to Jonesy, I hear.
Well, he did do that. He was always, I would fill in for Angelo for that last year when Angelo was with us, and we rotated who was in on Wednesdays. Joe is always good for a line in your ear that would certainly help the show.
Now, but for real though, the Phillies have the talent to win the division, and they have the talent to get to the World Series. The problem is the last couple of years the hitting has just died off. So, I'm not holding my breath for them to get in the World Series. I think they can, but you can't do the Sixers stuff and just go, let's just make it to the playoffs. 10 years of that crap. Look where we're at now with that team. So no, you got to win.
You got to win.
I want to do a field of 64 here.
All right. Are you ready here, Jeff? You ready for our next matchup here in the field of 64 Hugh Douglas's? Let's go to the 8-9 matchup in our top right bracket. Here we go. Tough one. Toss up. Ear Hustle and Douglas, who will go around, you know, important people and see what they're saying. Or one of my favorites here, Jeff, Excuse Maker Douglas. Who moves on? Ear Hustle Douglas or Excuse Maker Douglas?
All right, before I give my answer real quick, the Pop-Pop Hugh is going to be one of those teams. Every year there's a team that makes it to the Elite Eight that was a 14 or 15 seed, and then they actually get smoked. I think that's what's going to happen to Pop-Pop Hugh.
Mm. Pop-Pop's feeling like Purdue for a few of those years.
Yeah, yeah. Disappointing.
Like Gonzaga.
Yes.
Gonzaga.
Everyone has in their
they
bracket.
They still haven't broken. Has Gonzaga broken through?
They have not won a title, no.
My pick will be Ear Hustling Hugh because I love that phrase. I just love the phrase, and I love when Hugh says
Ear Hustle moves on in our first 8-9 matchup. Jeff, good phone call. All right. We have four winners so far. The first four games have tipped and finished. No Coat Douglas knocks out Pop-Pop in a huge upset. That's a bracket buster day one. Homeless Hugh knocks out Rabbit Hole Hugh. We have Walk It Back Douglas over Scrooge McDouglas. And our latest matchup, Ear Hustle Hugh, takes out Excuse Maker. Now, I would have picked Excuse Maker there because we hear a lot of excuse making from Hugh on
this
show.
They're not excuses. They're just factual things that happen. They're kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do like Ear Hustle Douglas, though. When he goes and he hears something and he kind of brings it back to the air, it's good. That's one of my favorite ones. All right, 215-592-9494. Do we need a veteran on defense now that PG is done? When I heard him talk the other day, I know he... Play the young guys, Hugh, over here.
I've been on that boat. I've been on that for a while, man.
I know, the Thundercats. That's fine. The Thundercats can play. Can we get them some leadership in the locker room? I think we need a vet here to help replace the loss of Brandon Graham. Where do you come down on that? And is it important for the Phillies to win the division? I can't believe we're asking this question. I can't believe we have gotten so plant-based, led by someone to my right over here, Hugh Douglas, that we're talking about whether or not it's important to win the division. Of course it's important. I don't want to play in the wild card round. And I'm telling you guys right now, the NL is better than we think, Arizona's good. They added a big pitcher this offseason after leading the league in runs last year. The Padres are a good team. The Mets and the Braves, whoever else doesn't win this division, if it's not the Phillies, they're good teams. If the Phillies don't win the division, or whoever doesn't in the NL East, whether it be the Mets, Braves, Phillies, that wild card race is not a lock. I want to avoid that. I think it's important to win the division. Hugh does it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I can't wait for our one shining moment of our own tournament where it's just different hues that make the Final Four and go on big runs. Welcome back.
This is Luther Vandross. This ain't one that's bumping in the ride.
No,
this
hits different.
Yeah, it does.
This time of the year, it really does.
I didn't need to know he sang that, though.
Really?
I mean, I'm a Luther Vandross fan, but...
Well, I love Dr. Douglas.
Yeah, I don't. This one right here.
That matchup might be next. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. I can't wait for the montage we put together of the hues that make it deep in this tournament with this song underneath. It is March Madness. It is the bracket of hues.
One shining moment.
It's a good song. All right, your phone calls on all this, including the Phillies. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? I can't believe we're here. I can't believe this city doesn't believe it's important to win the division and get home playoff games at Citizens Bank Park.
I see how you're spinning it, man. That's not what they say it. You still want to win it, but you want to go about it a different way.
Go ahead. I know. Go ahead. What are you thinking?
No, I'm just
saying. Winning the division is a luxury, not a necessity.
No, I'm not. See?
That's kind of what the discussion is.
That's not what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying is.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Before y'all jump all over me. No, what I'm saying is this. You want to win the division. Now, how you go about it, there might be subtle changes. Because when I hear that, I don't think that there's going to be a bunch of big changes. I think that they want to do subtle things. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest, that's always the goal. It's the easier route. I mean, I understand that. They understand that too. But when you've gone that route and you've been the best team in baseball, you got the most wins in baseball, and you get knocked out in the first round, you have to go back and you get knocked out in the first round and they don't change anything. You know, you go into the offseason, the biggest story in the offseason was Alec Bohm gone.
And he's still here.
Biggest story in the offseason is you didn't add anybody. Who do we want? We wanted Juan Soto. So much so that my partner was willing to change his name to Juan Gilio.
I was.
And, you know, and I think Jack was talking about naming his son Juan. So you go into the offseason and nothing happens. You stand pat. And you have to sell that to your fan base that just saw you go into a series, get everything that you set out for every goal that you set out for at the beginning of the year. You achieved all of those. And you went into a series against a team that you're familiar with, that you went to London and beat the brakes off of them, and they beat you. And not only did they beat you handedly. And you run it back. You run it back the same way. What can you say to your fan base to get them excited? Oh, we're going to win the division. Heard that before. Oh, we're going to be the best team in baseball. We're that last year. So what really can you say? You have to put your nose to the grindstone and go to work. Because no matter what you say at this point, nobody's going to believe you.
I agree with that. So if I had to guess how this is going to go, they're going to try to prioritize the big picture because they're older. They're going to give guys rest. Rangers probably going to start on the IL. We're going to have Taiwan to start the season in the rotation. They're going to say it's about October. We're going to get ready for October. Well, I hope they realize that the NL's better than it was a couple years ago. Because they did this, right? In 2022, 2023, they puttered their way through the first couple of months, and they were still good enough to make the playoffs and make a run. The NL has gotten better, and if the Phillies screw around for 2 months, we're going to have biting our nails in August.
The mentality, to me, feels like an overcorrection. Just based on the limited, I think, amount of evidence that we have from the Phillies going into the postseason.
I agree.
Like, first of all, we don't even have that much of a sample size with, like, the wild card format the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Right. And one of those years, the last season, two of the teams won their division and went all the way to the World Series, and the one team won it. Like, I get that we saw the Braves fold the first 2 years coming out of winning the division, and then us, then it happening to us, and we were the team that beat the Braves both times. Like, that's not enough for me to be like, well, you know, forget the division. It's not important. That feels like we're overcorrecting.
I agree. I think they need to make it a priority, and it's important to win the division. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And do the Eagles need a veteran on this defense? In the last couple of years, they've lost Slay, they've lost Fletcher Cox, and now obviously BG here, who is probably the best vet and the best leader of them all. Do they need a vet on this defense? Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. 57% say yes, it's important for the Phillies to win the division. 43% no. And when you call in, we will give you a matchup in the bracket of Hughes. Your chance to have a Hugh move on here. We've had four winners so far. We'll go through two regions in today's show. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Joey G, how
What's
are
up,
you?
Dustin?
What's up, Dustin?
Well, first of all, my favorite to win it all is Horny Hugh. I hope he wins, dude. That's my favorite Hugh out there. But listen, fellas, great show. I see, I'm like kind of in a standstill here because I think we do need a veteran, like especially on that defensive line with these young bucks, especially with the whole defense in general. Like, who's usually like the prototypical motivator on defense? Who are you looking for leadership on your defense?
It comes, you know, Dustin, it comes from wherever. You know, Landon Dickerson, I saw his videos a lot as far as giving, you know, team speeches and stuff like that. So it's not like one set person. I think it's more so what the situation calls for.
All right, because I'm leaning towards there's a guy that's still out there that fills not only the spot that we lost in free agency with Sweat leaving, but it's a leadership on that. I thought you were going to give me middle linebacker because on defense, that's their captain out there, and like that's your heart, quote unquote, the prototypical, whatever. But, dude, why not go after, we talked about last week, Von Miller. He won a championship. Does he have two championships or just one?
One with Denver.
No, he has two. Sorry, he won with the Rams.
Denver and the Rams.
Oh, yeah, that's right, he did. Yeah, I forgot about the Rams.
He was MVP in Denver.
Yeah, he was the star of the show with Denver, and then he was kind of a role guy with the Rams. Yeah, they brought him in that season.
See, I think, and we got the big fella in the middle of Carter. He's going to be drawing double teams. I know Vaughn's a little bit older, but, dude, he's athletic enough to where you get him on one-on-one matchups.
Yeah, he can do work. He can still do work.
You know what I mean? But I'm glad you brought up Landon Hogg, because I was going to say, yeah, it sucks that we lost our veterans at BG and when we lost Fletch a couple of years ago. But, dude, it's time for our man Lane Johnson. This is his team now. He's the old head on the team. He's going to be holding it down. Hogg, you think he's going to let some stupid stuff fly? He's going to be putting his foot down, and you're going to have Jordan Mailata. But I do want to go after Vaughn Miller on the free, because I do think that you need some sort of leadership, veteran presence on that defense out in that huddle. Because, like you were saying, Joe, we got a lot of young bucks out there, man. We got to get some experience out there with that defense.
Yeah, I think they do. I just think they've lost a lot of leadership lately. And bring a veteran in here, I think it could only help. Are you ready for a matchup of Hughes?
No, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. We're going to go to the 5-12 matchup in our top right region. We have the 5-seed sellout Douglas, like when Cowboy Jim gave him some liquor and he wouldn't criticize Cowboy Jim for months. And, of course, there's Gassy Hugh, who we all met a few months ago.
It's a luxury. That's a hill. That hill's going to stay there.
Did not fart.
That hill's going to stay there.
I know it sounds
Who moves
like,
on, Dustin? Sellout Hugh or Gassy Hugh?
What a segue, dude. Let's go get Vaughn. He gets the 25K fine for farting. We got to get Gassy Hugh.
Gassy Hugh moves on.
Love that.
Gassy Hugh's got a shot to get to the Final Four.
Never going
to
live that
Can we hear that again just one more time?
Yeah. It's a luxury. That's a hill. That hill's going to stay there.
Did not fart.
It was such a fart. I mean, the more I hear it, it's so obvious.
No, I mean, I know what it sounds like. I'm not denying that. But I didn't fart, though. I know what it sounds like, but I didn't.
Do you know what the funniest part is? That whole you're getting animated about the defense being a luxury there.
Yeah, it's a luxury. That's a hill. That hill's going to stay there.
That I farted on the air.
It was also Doug in Douglas. He was going to die on the hill.
You know that. He did die on that hill, and then he's somehow resurrected.
Resurrection.
He's back.
Resurrection.
Let's go to Rob at Delco. What's up, Rob?
Yo, good morning, boys.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Listen, can I rip Trey Turner? Is that all right?
Always. I'm not going to stop you.
Listen, I turned on the game the other day, Hugh. It was the first at bat, first pitch against the Yankees, Joe. I can't remember who the pitcher was on the Yankees. That's insignificant. It was the same pitch, just off the plate, starts in the middle and breaks just off the plate. He fouls it barely and, foul dribbles down the first baseline. And I changed the channel. I said, already? And I know it's probably, tough to make a judgment like that off of one pitch at one at bat, but that's all I had to see. I probably jumped the gun, Hugh. I probably overreacted.
I think if I'm not mistaken, Joe kind of did the same thing.
First pitch, Hugh. First at bat.
We were down there when that happened.
Nothing changed. I mean,
nothing changed. Nothing.
And I know changes to an approach, changes to the way a hitter hits, that takes time. It's not an overnight thing. But there's very little reason for me to believe after all these years he's going to wake up on opening day next week and be a fundamentally different player. This is who he is.
Joe, they were talking about, and I heard it, not on all the stations, and I can't remember all the different people that have said it. Well, maybe if he puts, if he's batting lead off.
Oh, yeah.
It'll change his mindset. It'll change his approach. It'll change the way he handles each at bat. BS. That's a bunch of what I want to say. That's a bunch of garbage. Because he's not going to change anything. A cat can't change his stripes, and that's what he is. That's what his approach is. That's the way he eyes all the pitches, the way he works in the off season. It's just him and Taiwan. Gopher ball. Wiffle ball. Wiffle ball, Taiwan. He throws up nothing but wiffle ball.
He might be back in the rotation. Everyone, get ready for Mr. Walker back in the rotation here.
Taiwan.
Whatever it is.
Don't matter.
Somebody told me it's like $36 million they owe. I don't care if it's $50 million. He should not be on the team just for psychological reasons. it's worth it to get him.
For my psychological reasons, yeah, and yours. If Rangers down to start the season, he's gonna be in the rotation next week here. You better be ready for your guy Taiwan.
I'm ready.
Joe, you're ready to watch Taiwan pitch?
Oh, I'm not gonna judge him off of one outing.
Joe. What about a few seasons though?
What about his entire
he's been
Phillies
ass
career?
The entire time he's been here.
He's been
horrendous.
Listen, we ran this thing back. I am hoping for the best.
This is your fault.
What you mean is my fault? I sat here and I was in lockstep with you.
Maybe if there was put pressure thought, on them, Doug.
Stop leading these people on, Hugh.
I thought the same thing everybody else thought. I thought Alec was going to be gone. Yeah, He's here.
And then no one wanted him.
I mean,
Pop, I don't know what you're doing. Listen, here's one thing. Answer this for me, guys, okay? Before I get to my thing.
Yep.
Why can't Andrew Painter come up now? Why do we have
to wait ready.
For
Well, he's not ready.
He's still in rehab, isn't
he? No, so I think he's healthy. They slow played his.
You want him good for the end of the season.
Well, that points to them not prioritizing the division. If they really wanted to win the division, he'd be up here today.
Oh, jeez.
He's 22 years old. What do you mean?
You have to stretch him out.
Yeah.
Rob,
he just came off the
UCL surgery.
Right. Dude, they've been slow playing this cat
for
since,
2 years
since
exactly.
I've been here.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. So
he tore his UCL.
All right, time out. If they had tried to get him ready, he would be ready. He's fully healthy, but they're trying to slow play it so he comes up in July and doesn't run out of bullets.
Joe, is it the thing where if he comes up late, it doesn't count against a year?
No. I think this is about his innings, Rob. The way I think I think they believe he's got about 100 innings in his arm this year, and they don't want to use them in April. They want to use them in September and October.
So what, when he's 26 years old, by then he'll be able to, like, you know, pitch 100 and whatever, something in
him? Yeah, I mean, probably. On. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, do I wish he was up now? Yeah, it'd be more exciting, but they're not doing it. All right, Rob, you ready for a Hugh?
Let's do it, boys.
All right, here we go. All right, let's go to the 4-13 matchup. The winner of this will take on Gassy Hugh. In the round of 32. Here we go. Four seed, the great Reverend Douglas, who dressed up in his Sunday best for our pictures last year, against Victim Hugh, who believes he's the victim of a lot that goes on all the time. Who do you got, Reverend Douglas or Victim Hugh?
Listen, I'm fighting a losing battle here going up against Casey Hugh, but I'm going to say Victim Hugh.
Victim upset. Hugh knocks out Reverend Douglas.
I know Reverend was a... When you talk to people offline about their picks, a lot of people pick Reverend
All
to go
right,
far.
They thought he was going to go deep.
So Reverend Douglas out. Victim Douglas makes it through. So we do have our first matchup set for next week. That would be Gassy Hugh and Victim Douglas. They'll go head-to-head.
Does Rob hate everything, by the way?
Yeah, it's kind of his thing.
My God.
He said it's kind of his thing.
Well, I mean, how often does Rob call bubbly and excited about what's going on around here?
Never.
Yeah, he's usually got something to complain about.
In fact, he asked me if he can rip the Sixers every single day. At a certain point, I'm just beaten down.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the Sixers have done to us. 215-592-9494. Your chance to weigh in on the bracket of Hughes. We've already tipped our tournament here. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? At least 57% of people on the Twitter poll. They rarely agree with me, the Twitter people. Today, their eyes are open.
So has Hugh done a bad job?
Eyes wide open.
Yeah, so wait a second. On the days that the Twitter people agree with you, you've done a good job. Have you done a bad job this morning?
No, I think we're dealing... I understand that. We're in a therapy session.
Here's excuse maker.
We're in a therapy session right now. People are dealing with, you know, some past traumas when it comes to the Sixers and the Phillies. And they're living them out through, you know, the Phillies right now.
So not your fault.
Yeah.
Well, no, because listen, this is what happened. This is what has transpired in the last couple of days, couple of weeks, I should say. And you have to understand that and understand the psyche of the sports fan. Mm. This is the Harvard study, Hugh, that I did this. It was inconclusive, but this is what I came to. Like, we've had so many traumas when it comes to our sports teams, especially now because we're in the middle of our Sixers trauma. Mm. So when you hear or don't hear the Phillies tell us what we want to hear as fans, we tend to cope with that.
Sure.
That feeling of emptiness because that's what we're feeling right now, Joe. We're feeling empty because they haven't given us anything to, like, chew on. This is a time of the year, see, where the gap between football and baseball would be filled by the Sixers. Oh. But because Daryl Morey has lied to us and played with our heartstrings as much as he has.
What is this tone of voice?
We are. Like? This is my doctor.
This is insulting.
This is my doctor voice.
This is next year's one seat fireside chat. Here.
No, I'm just being honest.
Gather around, everyone.
I'm just being honest, man. We're in a void right now. We're in a sports void.
Well,
we're indifferent. Did you know the Sixers played last night?
No, I'm dead inside with the Sixers.
I'm just saying they played last night with the Sixers. And you know what I did? Who was it? Was it Phoenix? I think it was the Suns. I forgot who. The Thunder. OKC.
Because they sat everyone on purpose.
That was outrageous.
No, but I'm sitting there, and you're at home, and usually, like, by this time, I went to a couple Sixers games, have no desire to go. So you're sitting at home, you're flicking through the channels, and you say, oh, the Sixers are playing OKC. Do I really want to watch that? Do I really want to watch that? We're in a little bit of a void, Tom.
What was the result of the study?
Inconclusive. Oh. Inconclusive. It was inconclusive. But I feel that's where we are. Because what was the word I had? Apathy?
Apathy, yeah.
That's what we have right now.
Well, the only reason to pay attention is if they're going to hold the draft pick
or not. Yes, that. And what, Cooper Flags hurt, right?
He's going to press through. Yeah, he's going to play.
So we're kind of just in limbo.
It has been a long time since I've watched the tournament with an eye on like maybe that guy could be a Sixer.
It's
true.
Yeah, it's sad.
Think about it like this. We've had the tremendous high of 6 weeks ago winning the Super Bowl to now we just kind of.
Well, we're waiting for opening day.
We're just here. From a radio perspective, we've milked the hell out of this Super Bowl.
Now that you've opened the can of worms and opened the curtain, I mean, we literally have a bracket of you. Okay? Yeah, yesterday Eagles Insider of the Year was awarded. I mean,
no, oh, that's another like. Well, you talk about somebody who
it's the perfect time of year for them to do it.
You talk about somebody that was happy. It was dead ass.
And well earned.
About
Elliot, I would have been. We might have started the show today with me ripping the selection committee.
I agree.
Elliot didn't win.
Yeah, he should have won.
Yeah,
but he was easily. So happy. That was a nice trophy too. Whoever did that was legit.
I heard a rumor that there is a chance that he's going to put it on a chain and wear it around his neck at training camp.
When he's charting the numbers, that's going to ruin his posture. I would not be mad at him for doing it.
A little heavy, yeah.
You know what, man, and it says a lot about that afternoon show, man, because I thought Spike was going to be a little bit of a Richard and try to, you know, not give it to him. You know, Spike could trend to be a little mean at times, though. He could be a little mean.
I don't think he didn't want to give it to him. Yeah, I think Ike was the only one that was pushing for it.
He could be a little mean, and I commend Spike for that. He did the right thing, man.
Well, the best man should win, and Elliot was the Eagles Insider of the Year without question.
To your point. Like, now when people are tweeting at us, like, slow news week? Like, yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
but that's okay.
I'm trying to get the Eagles to add good players. Everyone's okay losing good players. I'm trying to win the division. You got, you know, do nothing Douglas over here, ready for a wild card spot.
I don't know.
We had a great offseason.
I want to win, too.
No, you're okay with 87 wins and wake me up in October. I want victories.
I just want to have a World Series parade, man.
So I'm going to throw this out. For everyone out there today that is okay and saying not important to win the division, if they get off to a rocky start in April, are you going to be okay with that too?
Well, they don't have the right to freak out because as long as they're just playing good baseball at the right time.
I reserve the right to freak out.
That's exactly
on April 6th.
No, we're going
to
do that.
Yeah, we're setting them up.
We're going to freak out every day.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be, you know, this is one of those things where I think they're going to get off to a pretty decent start because of the way they ended last year. But let's be honest, if they got off to a hot start, we're still going to be waiting around to the postseason. Because that's what we're going to do, because we've seen this before.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we've seen this. That's the unfortunate thing about it. If they got off to a blazing start.
Like last year.
We're going to sit back and say, well, seen this before. We just got to wait to the postseason. So that's what everybody is doing.
We're just
waiting till football season start back around and the playoffs get ready for baseball.
It does kind of work both ways, though, because I know a lot of people wanted to blame them just not being hot at the right time. But we had seen for a few months, by the time playoffs started, that might have been the team that they actually just were.
It was months of mediocre baseball.
So, like, while you can act like the season doesn't matter and just being hot by October is the goal,
yep.
there's usually evidence, there's signs of what kind of team that they truly are.
I agree.
They'll show their true colors during the season.
And hopefully we see the right true colors early. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andy. What's up?
I already threw my bracket out the window.
My bracket is ruined.
A lot of bracket busters.
When Pop went out early, I basically threw mine in the trash.
You know, just like my stupid take for Angelo's responsible for no Super Bowl, it's Will's crooked phone. If he had gotten the answer, he would have gotten the right one there.
Andy, you're right about that. We could blame Will. I'm all for that. Blaming callers for things that go wrong right here. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so first the Phillies. It's kind of a weird thing. I want them to win. I think it's, of course, you want them to win as many games as they can. You want them to win this division. You want them to be in the race. But if they don't win it, I don't care as long as they keep winning. Does that make sense? What I can't stand is the loser mentality of I want them to lose the division. So that, you know, because the winner always loses in the first round.
Yeah, that is a loser mentality. And also, like the Harvard studies, there's not conclusive evidence. We've only been doing this new format for a few years. We don't know that for sure.
Has there ever been conclusive evidence to a Harvard study, a Hugh Harvard study?
Not one.
That's inconclusive, sir. It's inconclusive.
So, and then also with the Eagles, I know I actually would love them to get another veteran on defense, but I feel kind of good with, if you think about Reed Blankenship and Zach Bond, you guys both touched on them. They're the kind of guys that fought their way up, and I think they're leaders by example, if that makes sense. And I think that Quinion has that same kind of fight in him coming from a small school. You need a vocal guy who can really put them, you know, keep everyone in line. But who says one of them isn't it? So anyway, if they don't end up with that veteran, you know, I'm kind of still excited to see what they have. But yeah, it's a rough situation with Brandon being gone.
Yeah, it's a lot of veteran leadership that's walked out the door in a very small period of time. And you know, Brandon probably the best one of all of them. Are you ready here, Andy, for your matchup in the bracket of Hughes?
I am.
All right, let's go with this one. A 6-11, always a chance for an upset in these matchups. The 6th seed, Filibuster Douglas, who tries to walk his way out of things he says that he filibusters for a while. Or a good one, Snitch Douglas, who'll go and tell on someone. Filibuster or Snitch Douglas, who moves on?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going with Snitch.
Snitch Douglas on to round number two. Andy, appreciate the phone call. So I'm just looking at our seedings here, guys. We have an 11, a 13, and a 13 that have moved on already in this tournament.
We have a 13-12 matchup in the second round.
The brackets are busted here.
Strong field.
I knew it. Like when the committee put this thing out, I said, man, we could have a double-digit seed that makes it all the way to the Final Four. 215-592-9494. Hit all your phone calls to the other side. The Phillies. Is it important that they win the division? And this feels like a luxury versus necessity type of thing, which is ironic that we kind of found our way back here. Yeah, I think it's a necessity. I think it's important that the Phillies win the division. Where do you come down? They won it last year. They didn't win it the 2 years prior. Is it important they win the division? And with Brandon Graham now retired, do the Eagles need a veteran on this defense? I think so. Hughes now feeling it. Where do you come down? Plus, when you call, you help us go through the bracket of Hughes. And the Phillies have filed a lawsuit. We'll get to that on the other side and what it means for the upcoming season. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You can save up to 60% now during the Mattress Warehouse's semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for this year's models, which means you can save on their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. Check this out. You can save $500 on select certain mattresses, plus get a free adjustable base with the purchase. Now, I'm here to tell you, that adjustable base is clutch. You can adjust your bed into all kind of different ways and all this other stuff. You can, you know, put it up like, put your head up or whatever. You know what I'm getting at when I say this. So, treat yourself to that mattress, the upgrade that you've been waiting for. 0% financing available, and you'll always rest assured with the Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. Don't wait. Do what I did. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop their entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.